welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. So big welcome to Hannah Sanderson, who is back on the podcast as a special guest today. So thank you so much for coming back on, Hannah.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's wonderful to be here.
It's so good. And obviously, Hannah has been on the podcast before, so you might want to listen to that episode as well, which we were talking all about reducing back pain and ME and all of those sorts of things as well. And you can hear all about Hannah's background on there too. Hannah is a singing teacher, a voice and vocal coach, and vocal health first aider. So do you want to tell us a tiny bit about that? Because you both work in Cambridge as well as worldwide on Zoom.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm based in Ely in Cambridgeshire, but as you say, I work on Zoom as well, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can book a lesson with me. And as Bev said, I don't just work with singers, I work with public speakers, with entrepreneurs, anybody who uses their voice on a regular basis to help them to be a more engaging speaker, or just to look after your voice and make sure you're using it in a healthy way, even if it's only in client meetings or the occasional Instagram live.
Yeah, it's really important. And obviously you're a mindfulness Pilates client of mine. Now, you came along to help with your back. So has it been nearly 2 years now? How's the journey going?
It's been absolutely fantastic. I started, as I said in the last podcast I was on, I had an ice skating accident when I was about 15, which completely ruined my coccyx. I was in a lot of pain for quite a while after that. And that was half my lifetime ago. I never really fully recovered from it. I've always had back issues since then. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I was in a car accident, which exacerbated all of those issues again. I'd got to a fairly stable point. I still had pain, but it was fairly stable. But that car accident just put me straight back to 15-year-old me, which was not good at all. So through Pilates with Bev over the last year or so, I have built up my back strength, and I feel like I've got to a point where I'm almost pain-free. It is the strongest it has ever been in my life. And I can sit for hours, obviously, taking regular breaks to stand up and walk around and stretch. But I can sit for long periods of time. I can stand for long periods of time. I can walk without twinges. It's literally been life-changing.
Oh, so amazing to hear. And as an entrepreneur, because you're a fellow entrepreneur, and I seem to be working with more and more, particularly entrepreneurial women, obviously men still welcome for your prolapse, but I seem to be working with more and more beautiful entrepreneurial women as well, like yourself. How has it helped you, the mindfulness practice as an entrepreneur, or for you?
Well, personally, obviously, it's given me a bit of mobility back and helped me, because I do spend a lot of time sitting at a desk, at a computer, and having that awareness of my body and my posture and all of that, which I do have in singing, but as when I first started, I had it when I'm singing, I have sort of a singing pose, but I wasn't putting that forward into the rest of my daily life. So I was sitting at a computer hunched over, and now I tend to sit a lot more upright. Thinking about that straight back, that puppet string pulling me up, which I tell my pupils, but don't put into practice myself when I'm not singing. So it's helped me in that respect.
Really improved, hasn't it? It's like, because you used to turn up at class shorter and then you'd grow into your singing teacher posture, but now you actually are implementing the mindfulness parties, which is singing teacher posture all the time, which is, as for me to see that difference is lovely.
Yeah, exactly. And I use some of the exercises we do in class in my teaching as well. So some of the stretches, all of the standing stretches, really. And that body-breath connection as well that we use a lot of thinking about your breathing as you're in different positions. And I use that in class as well. So that's helped my teaching as well as just me as a businesswoman.
Yeah, it's great. In a minute, we're going to be Hannah's going to be sharing three tips to help you with your vocal warm ups and things like that. But before we go into that, I just wanted to, you teach all ages, and the lovely thing is, obviously, I always bring the affirmations, the positive affirmations, into class. Up until my Happy and Calm cards came out, I was constantly using their Happy Kids cards with you, but you actually use them with your pupils. So would you like to share how you, as a singing teacher, how you use them with the children?
So I have selected the ones that I feel are most appropriate for singing teaching. And my favourite ones are, I love to learn, I love to practice, I sing with happiness, and I learn from my mistakes. And I use these exactly as Bev suggests. I turn them over upside down, I hand them over to my pupils, they pick a card, and then that is their focus for today. So I'm going to pick one now. We have, I am creative. So that would be their focus for today. So how can they bring that creativity to their singing? Can they be a bit more expressive as they are going through a phrase or a song? Can they be a little bit more playful with it? Do things with the expression that they wouldn't normally do? Putting that into practice in their singing.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So do they then have a chance to talk about what that message means to them then?
Exactly, yeah. What that means to them, what that means to them both personally and in the context of the lesson and singing.
Yeah, that's just so brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. Now, I was so lucky. Well, I was teaching you at class last week, and I said, oh, I'm quite nervous about an interview that I've got coming up, a podcast interview. Now, I have been on radio and podcast. I have my own podcast. I even had three podcasts at one point. I have one podcast, this one. I only recommend having one. But I have been on podcasts quite a lot and radio. Yeah, I was nervous about this particular interview because I knew it was going to be going a lot deeper than any other interview I'd ever done before. And so I did my preparation, but I did voice that to my class and to Hannah that I was nervous. And she said, well, do you want to book a vocal coaching lesson with you? And to be honest, I thought, what a brilliant idea, because that's the only area that I've never done it before. I didn't feel prepared in. So I went along and had the lesson with you. And number one, it was very fun. But number two, I've never considered, warming up, my voice in that way before. And I learned new things. And from that lesson, I did use, several of the tips beforehand. I did my Pilates Calm to Happy in 1 minute and a few posturey stretches beforehand. And then I went into your vocal warm-up, and I just did it for a few minutes, but I found it absolutely brilliant. So I thought it'd be really nice today to share, three tips from you about this, about how it can help an entrepreneur or anyone before an interview, whether that's radio, TV, podcast, social media, live video, anything like that, to build confidence. So thank you so much for my lesson.
That's all right. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I loved it. It's definitely, I'm going to be booking in again. So let's start with your first tip.
So my first tip is, just like in Pilates, and as we've already talked about, posture. Think about your posture. It's not just a way of supporting your body more, supporting your voice more, because if we're sitting up straight, all of these abdominal muscles can support our breath, support our voice as we're speaking. But also it makes you feel more powerful if you're sitting up straight, makes you feel more confident. And so you'll come across more confident when you're actually in the interview or the live or the meeting or talking to a client, whatever the situation is. Feeling more confident is really important. So it supports your voice, it supports you as a person. Tip number two, warm up.
Great. That's really great. So thank you. Yeah, good posture. So yeah, very complimentary to the mindfulness Pilates. Okay, so let's now move on to your tip two.
Tip number two is warm up beforehand. Just like a gymnast, just like an athlete, you've got to warm up your voice before you use it for an extended period of time. So ones I really like, and I know Bev enjoyed this one, is doing a siren on a brrr sound. As if you're getting a bit chilly, you're going, brrr, it's a bit cold. Brrr, all the way through your range. Really warm up the highs, the lows, everything in between. And it gets your lips moving, it gets your voice moving, it makes you think about your breath a bit more. Anything like that. Saying tongue twisters. I know I made Bev laugh with some of those as well.
That's funny. Should we focus on this one today? Should we do one together? And then for those of you listening, wherever you're listening, you can join in too. If you prefer to sit in private, start with, that's fine. So
absolutely.
Give us another demo on this one, Hannah.
So tongue twisters, the one I taught you is...
tongue twister, the brr one.
Oh, the brr, sorry, yes.
Yeah, we'll just keep this as simple, yeah.
So, as I say, it's a just breathing out, sort of like a sound a horse would make, or if you're chilly and you go brrr, just a lip trill is the technical name for it. So start nice and low in your range, not so low that you're growling, but comfortably low, and then just move all the way through to the highs and back down again. And if you can't make that brr sound, you can do it on a v or a z or a zh, whatever's comfortable for you. Are you ready? Nice big breath in to start. That's it. And don't worry about looking silly while you're doing it. It's all good for your voice.
It's so fun, that one. It's so fun.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you for that one.
That's all right. But anything that gets your voice moving, gets your voice working, and takes, to a certain extent, takes your mind off what you're about to do, but in a productive manner.
Yeah, it's lovely. We did lots of breathing. You got me doing lots of breathing in the session, didn't you?
Yeah, really nice and centering that.
Yeah, that was really good. And what's your tip three?
Tip three is when you're actually talking, when you're actually in that interview, that network meeting, that whatever it is you're doing, then use the range of pitch in your natural voice. So don't make it quiet and all at the same level and tail off at the end of a sentence. It gets a little bit samey, a little bit monotonous. If you bring some of that range through into your speaking, and don't tail off at the end of sentences, keep it nice and energetic all the way through, then it really helps that your audience's experience as well as getting your point across more clearly.
Yeah, that is such a good tip. I was exaggerating there on purpose. I was in the interview. I was interviewed by Madeline Black, who's an author of Broken on her Unbroken podcast. That was the interview that I was preparing for. And when I was being interviewed, and I was really pleased how it went, I did at one point think about my tone of voice going up and down. And I don't know, at some point I did think about it. So yeah, it's a very good tip.
Yeah, and as I say, it helps you be more engaging as a speaker, as well as it helping your voice in general, because it's not very healthy for your voice to just be at the same level the whole time. Giving it a little bit more energy really helps.
Yeah, I was watching Madeline Black's TEDx talk, and every time you see professional speakers or like yourself, you're professionally trained, and then you're helping others have the best voice they can have to help the most they can in their work or with their singing. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. So obviously you do all this beautiful singing teaching and then the voice coaching. And where can everyone find you? What's your website?
I am at Ms. Hannah Sings. That's MS Hannah with an H on the end, Sings, on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Don't do Twitter. Too complicated. Too much time. And my website is www.mshannasings.com.
Lovely. And thank you so, so much for coming on today's podcast. And I really hope those of you listening right now that it helps and inspires you every day of your life. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
Lots of love. So what a great chat that was with Hannah. Now, every single time that we have a podcast, we always do a meditation. We've already had a happy kids card message of the day, but I haven't actually picked a happy and calm message today. So I'll just pick you one of those now before we go into meditation. Best message for you today is, I make a wish. I let my wish fly in the sky in a red balloon filled with love. So for you listening right now, what does that mean to you today? So we're now going to go into a meditation. It's going to be a number 10 relaxation meditation. Now, a lot of the time in mindfulness Pilates, the breathing is very much core stability and strength, and to be able to engage the deep abdominals all the time. But also I teach in meditation for a minute at the beginning, 30 seconds here, 5 minutes at the end. I always also teach the relaxation abdominal diaphragmatic breathing, which is also breathing that's used in singing. I must say, in the vocal warm-ups with Hannah, there were so many different breathing exercises that we did. They're just so fantastic and also so complementary to mindfulness Pilates. I thought it'd be just nice, a really simple one. You can do this sitting, standing, or lying down. All the singing warm-ups were all done and breathing exercises were all done standing. So for this meditation though, you can choose sitting, standing, or lying down. Enjoy. Welcome to today's number 10 relaxation meditation. Get yourself comfortable sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're sitting or standing with good posture, or lying down with your knees bent for back support, whichever is comfortable for you, close your eyes. And you're just going to breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And just relaxing more and more in each out-breath. Feeling your tummy muscles rise and fall as you breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. With the affirmation, I am relaxed. Breathe and relax. Allowing a nice full expansion of the lungs as your tummy rises and falls. You can have your hands on your tummy to feel the breathing if you like. Breathe and relax. And just let the tummy rise and fall. I am relaxed. And breathe and relax at your own pace. Just notice how relaxing the exhalation feels as you breathe and relax. I am relaxed. And breathe and relax. One more time, I am relaxed. Really hope you enjoyed today's meditation today. Sending you lots and lots of love, and relax and meditate for as long as you like. Really hope you enjoyed today's meditation. It's a really short, snappy meditation, but it's very powerful because it's achievable and it's also, you know, beneficial in different ways, whether you're doing it lying down, sitting, or standing. I love it because you can just do it in bite-sized little bits, you know, throughout the day or every day. It's something I always teach my clients. And it was so lovely having Hannah on the podcast today. Please let us know how you enjoy it. Share with your friends, rate, review, subscribe, all those things. That would be amazing. And have a beautiful, beautiful week. And let's project our voices and get our voices out there to help and inspire. And hopefully today's episode has really helped and inspired you in some way. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.